PR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A long-awaited and highly publicized effort to recall Houston Mayor John Whitmire from office got off to a slow start Monday. Only one person showed up to collect signatures at the main canvassing event. Ethan Hale says he understands the path to reach 63,000 signatures within 30 days is a steep one.
I mean, I think this is a Hail Mary play. The odds are they've been stacked against us from day one, but I think to me it doesn't matter. It's about doing what's right. Even if we might fail, but we're gonna put them on blast. We're gonna get put eyes on everything going on in this city.
The group Recall Houston is critical of Whitmire's public safety and mobility policies. A spokesperson for Whitmire says he is, quote, not distracted and, quote, continues to focus on the job Houstonians elected him to do. Houston-based Occidental Petroleum is selling its chemical business, OxyChem, to Berkshire Hathaway. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about the nearly $10 billion deal.
OxyChem produces chemicals used in water treatment, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and commercial and residential development. Berkshire and Occidental expect to close on the deal by the end of this year. Occidental will use $6.5 billion from the sale to pay down its debt. Berkshire is Occidental's largest shareholder. In 2019, Berkshire also helped finance Occidental's acquisition of Anadarko Petroleum, offering up $10 billion for the deal. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Valero says it has activated its safety flare system at its Houston refinery along the ship channel. A plume of smoke could be seen rising from the facility. This is reportedly due to a, quote, unanticipated power interruption at the plant. The company says this process is done to manage excess material and minimize emissions. According to Harris County Community Awareness Emergency Response, no impact to the surrounding community is expected at this time, and air quality monitoring is being deployed. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.